The seizure and likely destruction of those lemons has had a serious impact on a small business more than 5,000 miles away. Brian Burns continues our story from Buenos Aires.
Here at the port of Buenos Aires, containers are sent to all corners of the globe packed with Argentine products like wool, wine, and lemons, especially lemons. Argentina is the largest lemon exporter in the world, sending some 350,000 tons of them overseas every year. Among this year's exports were the 100 tons or so seized by the U.S. Coast Guard off the coast of New Jersey. The man who shipped those lemons is Argentine fruit exporter Ricardo Martin.
I understand that the U.S. is very scared at this point and has to take all threats, but, you know, you have to draw a line somewhere.
And as far as Martin and the Argentine government are concerned, the U.S. crossed the line when it decided to destroy the lemons on nothing more than an anonymous tip. Martin believes a disgruntled business competitor in Montreal, where the lemons were ultimately destined, sent the email, which the FBI is investigating.
I just think what they should look at is the way that these charges get given to people. You know, I think at least you should know who's telling you these things so you could come back and say, look, you told us this, you know, show me proof, or not just an anonymous email arriving somewhere saying, you know, there's something in these five containers and have all this big mess.
A big mess that has complicated already strained trade relations between Argentina and the U.S. Martin Redrado, Argentina's international trade secretary, says his country is in complete compliance with new U.S. port security measures and that he is distressed over Washington's lack of disclosure in this case.
We are very concerned about a very discretionary decision that was made upon an unofficial tip that was given to the U.S. government. There is no specific and objective evidence that shows that there is any problem with the cargo. So we have requested formally and informally to the U.S. government to request an official explanation on what facts, on what basis did the U.S. government take or took that severe action.
Lemongate, as the local press is now calling it, once again has Argentines talking about the Bush administration's strong-arm tactics in the war against terror. Political analyst Ignacio Labaki doesn't think Lemongate will seriously harm Argentine-U.S. relations, but says that it sends the wrong message to the region.
The traditional image that Latin Americans have is that the United States is the major power in the area, and it chronically tends to abuse this power or to use this power to oppress.
Ricardo Martin is certainly feeling oppressed. His export company, which has two American employees, could be in serious financial trouble if he's not compensated for the destroyed lemons.
For our company, a small company, trying to get on our feet, put us out of business. Because if we don't get these $70,000 back, we lose a client, we lose money, and this is a big deal for us.
Martin says he has the full support of the Argentine government, but admits that the price of waging a legal battle against the U.S. may be more expensive than the shipment of lemons that he lost. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.